Yeah, according to the statement by CENTCOM, it is Maha Al Agal, a fairly mysterious figure because so far we have absolutely no biographical information on him. However, the CENTCOM statement pointed out that Maha Al Agal was not only part of the senior leadership of the Islamic State in Syria, but specifically responsible for holding contact with other ISIL affiliates around the world. This is, of course, a potential explanation why no one has heard the name of this guy before, because it's a very significant operative role. Now, it is important to understand that this is the ISIL network is no longer a fully centralized command and control structure. So the fact that he had responsibilities for the affiliate doesn't mean he was directing or commanding the affiliates, but it's still a fairly central position that is going to be more difficult to replace for the Islamic State.
So you said he was mysterious, but your organization, you have a fairly significant amount of information that you've developed, and certainly you in your former role with the United Nations have a significant amount of information that you know. What more do you know about this individual, or is he really that shadowy of a figure?
Unfortunately, through my contacts in the course of the day, I got a little bit more information, but we did not have him on our database. We were aware, and I think many other people are aware, that there is there is very obviously Islamic State media center where all the information from the affiliates about attacks, about their actions, flow in for propaganda purposes, and the Islamic State puts out regular summaries of what happens in the various affiliates. There's also clear that there is some communication between Syria and the affiliates, and someone needs to be responsible for it. It is also a proven fact that ISIL in Syria tries to, at least for Europe, inspire attacks. This year in May, there was a cell of Tajiks, and we talked to one of these about these on one of your previous shows, a Tajiks that got sentenced for attempting to attack US military installations in Germany. They were instructed in part by an ISIL leader in Syria. So Syria still plays a role, but this is one part of the organization for very obvious reasons. And as Mr. Agal found out to his detriment, very important reasons, is under very, very strict operational control.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we've talked about operations like this several times within the last few weeks or months. And for the U.S. to take this action, there must have been some kind of significant risk to the U.S. or its partners. And I would imagine that is the ability to plan and engage in attacks abroad, away from Syria or Iraq. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. I mean, in difference to some of the other strikes, which were the group leader, the head of the affiliate, where we always say, the figurehead of an affiliate is the figurehead. And this seems to be a facilitator, an operational planner. And, there are US embassies all around the world. There are European embassies all around the world. So if an ISIL affiliate, as it is the case right now, is gaining ground in West Africa, there was a very significant prison break organized by the Islamic State in West Africa a couple of days ago, not somewhere in the countryside, in the capital, allegedly the most secure prison of the country was broken in, and several hundred prisoners were released, among them quite high-ranking Islamic State figures. If that's the case, then of course, a network operator in Syria is very likely able to say, why not blow up a US embassy or kidnap some US citizens anywhere in West Africa or even in Afghanistan or Pakistan. There is still a lot of US personnel as humanitarian workers in Afghanistan.
Do you get the sense, based on what you know, that this individual or his organization might have been planning or close to launching something against the West, against the U.S.?
I have no detailed information on that, but I mean, the fact that this individual clearly was taken out, I mean, first of all, drone strikes are not done for any member of the Islamic State. They do go through a very rigorous process with, in the end, as far as I understand, the sign-off of the president of the United States, who, you know, has very important things to do otherwise. So, you know, taking him out must have had a very, very strong reasoning behind it, and that many U.S. agencies concurred with in order for this to be happening. So, yes, I would assume there was something.
Dr. Hans-Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.